on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
And first this lunchtime, a straight couple who wanted to have their relationship recognised as a civil partnership has lost their court battle. Rebecca Steinfeld and Charles Keedon didn't want to get married but think their relationship should be legally recognised. The Court of Appeal ruled against that but said the government should consider changing laws on civil partnerships. The couple say their fight won't stop here.
We intend to challenge this ruling in the Supreme Court unless we hear from the government that they are going to make a statement and they are going to commit to actually making the change that we also want.
Lady Justice Arden's fellow judges concluded that the government should be allowed just a little more time to make a decision.
Two people have been arrested after a woman was seriously injured in an attack in Snodland. The victim's still being treated in hospital after being left with a fractured sternum and spine in a car park along Holborough Road on Sunday night. A man and woman who are both aged 31 and from the town have been bailed until April. Police in Australia say a plane that crashed into a shopping centre, killing all five people on board, suffered catastrophic engine failure. It happened just an hour before the stores in Melbourne were due to open.
KM FM News.
A report this lunchtime's warning England's schools are facing a shortage of teachers. There's now plans to cut hours and workloads to keep more people in the job. Elizabeth's got more on this.
I felt like a bad mother and a bad teacher. I can't not choose my children, so the only alternative was to leave.
Danielle Duggins left teaching because of the ever-increasing workload. The Association of Teachers and Lecturers says it's a common problem.
We lose so many teachers within the first 5 to 10 years.
Recruitment targets have also been missed for 5 years in a row. MP Neil Carmichael says that's affecting some subjects in particular.
There aren't really enough maths graduates at the moment. There aren't really enough physics graduates.
The government insists there are more teachers in England's schools than ever before.
Next today, several homes have been evacuated after a fire which has destroyed a forge in Pembury. Firefighters had to put a cordon in place around the site in Hastings Road at just before 10 last night. It's thought to have been started accidentally. Police say they're looking into the possibility that a man found dead in a field on the outskirts of Canterbury had travelled down from London. His body was discovered in a field near the A2 almost 3 weeks ago, but he still hasn't been identified.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP who's campaigning to save an army barracks from being shut down has taken the issue to Parliament today.
It will impact on local communities, socially and economically. Business, schools, places of worship will all be affected by the departure of these people.
That's Helen Grant speaking in Westminster a little earlier. She's been fighting to save Invicta Park in Maidstone since the government's announcement last year. The site's currently home to around 800 soldiers and their families and is one of 91 barracks across the country earmarked for closure. The Maidstone and Weald MP told KMFM her campaign will continue.
If this plan goes ahead, it will effectively wrench serving Gurkhas from their cultural base and permanent home. And frankly, I don't think that's right or fair. And I think it could be a breach of the military covenant.
300 luxury holiday homes could be built on the countryside just outside Canterbury. A 150-home retirement village is also planned for the site just off the A2 near Bridge, along with a business park and a new base for the city's rugby club. And it's thought grandparents who help with childcare save parents across the UK a total of £16 billion a year. A report out today also found they spend around 8 hours a week looking after their grandkids, saving the average family around £1,800 a year. That's the latest news this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now.
We're starting with football, and Gillingham take on AFC Wimbledon in League One later. They're still looking for that first win of the season after losing 2-1 away at Bottomside Coventry at the weekend. The Gills sit 18th in the table, just 1 point off the relegation zone. Here's head coach Adrian Pennock.
They'll always back us to the very end, but they've got something to share. About. You know, you can't go 2-0 down at half-time and expect a round of applause, you know. Players have got to do it on the pitch. We've got to turn up, because we can't let them have another 2-goal lead and start clawing things back. It'll be a tough game against Wimbledon, always is. Let's hope that we get those 3 points sooner rather than later.
Also tonight, Manchester City return to Champions League action with the first leg of their last 16 tie against Monaco. Their opponents are top of the French League, ahead of Paris Saint-Germain, who beat Barcelona 4-0 last week. And Sutton's reserve goalkeeper Wayne Shaw could face discipline. disciplinary action after he was caught on camera eating a pie on the subs bench during the non-league side's FA Cup defeat. It's reported he did it last night as a publicity stunt for a bookies. He denies the claims. The game finished 2-0 to Arsenal.
That is the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
What a difference the day makes. Mostly cloudy with rain around this afternoon and highs of 12 in Rochester and Dymchurch.
Weather.
With Home Plus, oak and painted hardwood furniture. Opposite Ashford train station.